AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. President Trump claimed the U.S. is holding productive talks with Iran aimed at ending the war. He said the U.S. would hold off striking Iranian power plants for 5 days to allow negotiations. Iran denied holding talks and targeted Israel and Gulf Arab states with missiles and drones. Investigators are trying to determine why an Air Canada jet and a fire truck collided at New York's LaGuardia Airport. Two pilots were killed and about 40 people were taken to hospitals after the crash on Sunday night. People in airports across the U.S. are dealing with more long lines as Transportation Security Administration staffers work without pay. The president has ordered armed immigration officers to some airports. Senators are discussing a proposal to end the Homeland Security Department budget stalemate. Two major companies are placing new bans on insider trading as senators move to curb prediction markets. Correspondent Gethin Kubal has more.
Kalshi and Polymarket are tightening their rules on insider trading as Congress appears to be moving closer to cracking down on prediction markets. On Monday, the platforms announced bans that target politicians and athletes. Kalshi would block candidates from trading on their own campaigns and block athletes and sports employees from betting on their own sports. Polymarket is barring trading by anyone with confidential information or power over an outcome. Polymarket faces criticism over bets tied to military action. Also on Monday, Senators Adam Schiff and John Curtis introduced a bill to ban sports prediction contracts. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
The Senate confirmed Mark Wayne Mullen to be the new Secretary of Homeland Security. He replaces Kristi Noem, who was fired. This is AP News. After a nearly two-week trial in California, a civil jury has found Bill Cosby liable for drugging and sexually assaulting Donna Motzinger in 1972. The AP's Lisa Dwyer reports Pentagon reporters are regaining some access.
The Defense Department says it will issue new press credentials for reporters, but will remove media offices from the Pentagon. The announcement comes after a judge sided with the New York Times last week in a lawsuit regarding limits on reporters' access to the building. The judge ruled that the Pentagon's limiting access illegally restricts the press credentials of reporters who walked out of the building rather than agree to those new rules. The Pentagon says reporters will be able to work from an annex building outside the building and says that the agency disagrees with the ruling and will appeal. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.